Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
Little Robert Cray bringing us back 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll go there and check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. You got 5 seconds, you got 15 minutes, anywhere in between. We've got something you can do there that I think will help you with your small business, whether you got a challenge or an opportunity. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. Bob Negan is all over our website. He's been depositing his wisdom with us for a long time, talking about retail. And Bob, give us your website, please.
Sure. Whizbangtraining.com. WHIZBANG training.com.
All right. So check
it
out.
We have a newsletter also. I'd love to invite people to sign up.
How often does that come out?
It comes out once a week.
All right. There you go. And then they can find out more about your book there, too, can't they?
Absolutely.
Marketing your retail store.
There's all sorts of great free information. And, yep.
So check it out. Bob, we're talking about... And by the way, folks, Bob, as I said earlier, Bob's talked a lot about dealing with customers and retail, especially on the show. And we have all those archives on our website there, so you can find him there. Bob, we're talking about thinking relationship with customers and not transactional. This is something that unfortunately a lot of owners have a hard time getting their head around. But even if they can, you know, kind of take the long view with customers, even if they can do that, it's still something that we have to train our employees to think about, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, and Jim, I find this happens a lot, is that if you hire good people, you know, if you do right in that part of your business and you hire good people, they care about you and they care about your merchandise. So if somebody's trying to return something that has been slightly abused, or, you know, they become defensive for you, and bless them, that's what you want. But that's why training is so very important, because it really is counterintuitive. And this is why a lot of independent retailers don't do this correctly, is because it is counterintuitive. You know, I've got the money. This person is bringing something back, and they clearly have used it once or twice. Therefore, it's my money. And, you know, what I teach people is the money's not yours until the customer is happy.
Some people are going to abuse you, but most people won't.
That is exactly correct. And you know, and so you have to let it go. Mm-hmm. And so you have to understand, and you have to teach your staff, to your earlier point, you have to create a culture where everybody understands that, so that they, when somebody has a problem, they're looking at it, look, you know, the money's not ours until the customer's happy, and they come back into it with this, how can I make you happy?
Well,
and it's empowering to people, too. They become so much better at selling, you know.
Right.
I mean, they just become so much better when they understand that you back up with yourself.
Well, you know, Bob, one of the things that you want customers, if I were a small business owner on Main Street, like I have been before, and I would want customers to say this about my company. Yeah, I just did business with old Jim over there. Yeah, well, isn't he high? Aren't his prices pretty high? And then the other person would say, well, you know, he's a little higher than his competition, but I'll tell you what, if you ever have a problem, he fixes it. That's worth something to me. That's what you want to have customers say about you.
That's exactly right. You know, it's funny that you say that, because my mother, so we're up in Mackinac City right now, and that's where 35 years ago now I started the Mackinac Kite Company. And my mother, a friend of hers, told her that about the Mackinac Kite Company. Yeah, they're a little pricey, but they're worth it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Jim, that's the holy grail. That's
right.
I felt like I had hit a grand slam.
But you know, Bob, I think one of the things that I hadn't thought about this before until we started talking about this, you know that like you, I'm always telling small business owners, be sure you charge enough money. Don't get into the price war. The price war is over and you lost. I'm going to say this. If your company is transactional, not relational with customers, that probably means you're not charging customers enough. Because if it hurts you that much to give a customer their money back, then you're not charging customers enough. You don't have enough profit margin. What do you think, Bob?
I think, you know, I had never considered it that way either, but that's exactly right, you know. So when I do workshops around, you know, there's all these things like having a loyalty program and, you know, all, you know, so I'm sort of encouraging people to spend money on this and spend money on that. Actually, it's all investing money in their customers. But then I always go back to, you know, one of the parts of the program is, look, raise your prices, you know. I mean, find little places, you know, that's a whole other conversation, of course. But that's exactly right. You need to invest in your customers, and how you pay for those investments is by charging a little more and providing the value with it.
Think about how much easier life will get if you're able to get your company to the point where you don't mind giving people their money back if it makes them happy, because you hope, you believe that they're going to go tell somebody, wow, I brought this thing back and they just gave me my money back.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you've got that kind of margin. I think as you know, Bob, it's not what you make, it's what you keep, right?
That's right. But so,
hey, Bob, I got to wrap it up. Whiz Bang Training, WHIZ Bang Training is the website. Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age is the book. The author is Bob Negan. Bob, thanks for being here. Good job today.
It's been my pleasure as always.
We'll see you next time. Quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.